In 1513, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon landed on Florida's shore, beginning a cultural relationship between Spain and Florida that will be commemorated throughout the state on its 500th anniversary in 2013. This moment in Florida history features Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam.
Florida's tough cracker cow is a gift from Spanish explorers and colonists. During the 16th and 17th centuries, the Spanish brought the first cattle to Florida and established the state's first cattle ranches in their missions and settlements. When these settlements failed, the cattle were abandoned. The hardiest animals survived and multiplied, creating large wild cattle populations that roamed the Florida wilderness. After centuries in the wild, these cows were well acclimated to their environment, heat tolerant, disease resistant, and able to survive on native forage. Native Americans made good use of the wild cattle, often amassing large herds. After Florida became a U.S. territory in 1822, tales of plentiful wild stock helped attract new settlers, and a thriving cattle industry was born. Cattle grazed on the open range. Cow hunters on horses used dogs and whips to herd and drive the cattle. It was the sound of the whips that gave the cattle, as well as the horses and cowmen, their descriptive title, cracker. In the 1930s, larger breeds began to replace the cracker cattle. Today, however, the humble cracker is enjoying renewed appreciation for its unique genetics and its special role in Florida history.